holiness happens. I visited prison today, and the way down was terrible because it was very, very rainy. The rain was in sheets. But I got to prison, and as usual, I was highly edified. It was quieter than usual today. The room was not resounding with noise, so it was easier to talk to the guys. And I heard a really remarkable story. This kind of stuff happens in prison all the time. The most segregated part of society seems to be prison, where there's the blacks, the whites, and the Hispanics, and they don't really get along so well. They interface with each other all the time. In fact, the prison puts people of different races together in cells. It used to not be that way, but now they do it. And sometimes there's extreme problems because of racism from both races. So one of my guys was in a cell, and someone was being added to the cell, a new cellie, and that person made a racial slur and said, "I'm not going to be with him." Well, he had no choice. He had to be with him. So for days, they never spoke to each other at all. And there was a definite air of distrust, dislike in the cell. Well, the person who had already been in the cell knew about what happened when it rained. And if you didn't have your bed in the right position, that the rain would come down off the wall and get everything soaked. Now, he knew that, so he had his bed positioned the right way. He had his stuff positioned so that when the rain came pouring through the wall, he wouldn't get wet. But this guy didn't know. And because of the fact that they weren't getting along and weren't even talking, he didn't bother to tell him. So the rain came one day, and the guy's got his stuff all sopping wet. And the first cellie didn't do anything at all, except take his other bedding, which he wasn't using, his spare bedding. And he took it without a word and put it on the end of his bed and looked at him. And the guy obviously knew the message. And he says, "What, are you going to give me your stuff to use?" And he said, "Yes." And the guy said, "Why are you going to do it?" And the man said, "Because it's the right thing to do." And so, from that act of kindness, so that a man could get a decent night's sleep, they became friends. And people of two different races that could barely interact outside of the cell would talk all night sometimes and become share things with each other and care for one another. So that's what can happen from a simple act of kindness. And they no longer saw each other as this race or that race, because they saw each other as people. They related to each other as people. Everybody, no matter what the color of their skin, doesn't want to be wet when they're sleeping in the middle of the night. I also heard other things on the trip today. For instance, one person was saying it really bothers him how when he reads something and then he walks away, it's like he doesn't even remember what he read, and he's wondering if it's doing to him any benefit whatsoever. And I commented that he must be the only person that has this problem, and everybody laughed, because we all have that problem. And then one of the persons shared something that I thought was really profoundly deep and profoundly pastoral and profoundly patristic. I'm reminded of something St. Theophon the Recluse said about beginning to pray. And this person, who's not Orthodox, had a really profound understanding of how to start to pray. And he said, "Well, before you start to pray or before you start to read your Bible, just sit back and chill. Don't do anything. Don't open your Bible. Close it. And don't pray. Just get yourself in the right mind. And just have the idea in your mind that you're just there for God to fill you, for God to help you, for God to teach you. And when you're settled down, then begin to read the scriptures or begin to pray." And that was a well-received comment, and I thought an incredibly astute one, that that benefited all of us, including me. This is the kind of stuff that I go through in prison. I see gems like this, or hear gems like this all the time. Now, I also hear about how they get messed with on all kinds of levels, how they don't make store because of some dumb reason, and therefore they have nothing to eat or nothing to have in their cells for a few creature comforts. Lots of things that demoralize and confuse people are happening all the time. But that's because prison is an institution, and a fallen one, of course, since all institutions are fallen. And they just have to learn to keep up with it, and just deal with it. And one of my guys was talking about how, because of lockdown, they didn't get to make store, and they then when they were going to make store another time, the schedule had been shifted, and so he didn't make it because normally there's a certain amount of time given for it, and there was less time, so he didn't get to do it, and so he had to wait until he made store. The third week. Now, that might not seem like a big deal, because we can go and buy ho-hos anytime we want. But these guys, number one, often don't have any money on their books. And number two, can only make store one day a week, and if anything else gets in the way, then they don't get anything. And the coffee there is terrible. And they can at least get some instant coffee and make something that it's at least palatable. So, we talked about those kinds of frustrations and how the only way you can deal with those frustrations is just to pray and to ask God to help you be patient. And God helps you.